What's good with you, everybody? It's your boy Rob, and I'm with my co-host V Worldwide. This is the Gadget Switch Podcast. What's up to my co-host, Mr. V? How you doing today, sir?
What is up, man? I'm feeling good. Tonight. How you doing?
Man. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. A little tired, but I'm gonna
miss it. You look like it, man.
Yeah. But man, it's been an interesting week. YouTube has exploded with a host of Galaxy Z Fold videos. And the phone looks pretty good. It's a nice, clean-looking phone. I like some of the improvements they made on it. The display is much bigger when you have the phone in the fold mode. When the phone is open, they have gotten rid of that awful camera setup that they had the last year's fold. Now they got the little drop. What do you think about it so far?
Oh man, it looks good. I like that. Well, I got the note and I got the black one, but that bronze is looking good on that fold, man. And that and I like that they have the front screen is a lot bigger now too.
Yeah.
On it. Yeah.
So it's there's a few things they couldn't do. You know, there's no waterproofing, and you know, and the price in a lot of hands puts it out of the reach for many people. So to me, this phone is more of a specialty phone. What do you think? I know you think that price is a little out of hand.
Oh man, it's way out of hand. I mean, it's just too much, man. I can't justify it. Now they put an S Pen in it.
Nope.
If they put an S Pen in it, I might, you know, I'll look at it for a second. Still wouldn't get it probably, but I mean,
I like to say, you know, kudos to Samsung for putting it in the carrier to try to have a more bigger reach, but I don't know, you know, some of the carriers, like for example, T-Mobile, going to want you to put a down payment on it. I can't imagine the down payment that they're going to require for this phone. And it's going to have to be a finance of at least 48 months.
Oh yeah. Something
like that.
Yeah. You talking about probably like $60 a month, something like that.
Yeah, man. And that's going to be a lot for the average consumer. Yeah. So I don't see how this phone is going to sell a lot. I mean, spec-wise, it's got everything you want in a phone. But, you know, specs kind of appeal to us. But I don't think people can put into, you know, they can't really understand the cost per the specs, because a lot of people don't really get when you tell them about the Snapdragon, you know, 865 Plus and AMOLED panel.
And they're like, and it's still $2,000. I ain't
right.
$2,000. Yeah.
Right. So it's going to be a hard sell. I think the only way they sell them is just based on the actual looks and somebody wanting something that's so unique. I think that it's going to appeal to those type of people who wants to be somebody to stand out in the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. I think too. I mean, because they're flashy, they're nice. I can tell you, man. I know I'm going back to it, but if they put an S Pen on this, I mean, the landscape on it, because I like to draw. I like to draw. I mean, it would be that much more like a tablet to me, and I could, you know. And plus, it has the DeX on it too, right? The wireless DeX.
I'm quite sure it does. I haven't don't know off the top of my head. But it's pretty much got a lot of the same specs that you will find in the Galaxy Note 20 Ultra.
Yeah.
It's a 7.6 inch display. Supposed to have 120 hertz refresh rate. Mm. But again, those are specs that's hard to communicate to consumers, but the phone got everything, man, but I just can't see myself giving somebody a little over $2,000.
Me neither, man. It's just, I got kids, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's yeah, it is. It's hard to justify that. It's just really hard. Even with everything they put in it, like you said, it is. I saw a couple of people gaming on it and stuff like that, and it looked pretty cool. I mean, that refresh rate looks like it was put like they put it into action. So
yeah, I seen some good videos. Bored at Work. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Yeah, I did. I'm familiar with him. Yeah,
yeah, I saw his bit. He had a very funny take on the phone, but he did a gaming video, mm-hmm. Talking about the Fold. And it's going to be interesting because there's going to be, you know, from a gaming aspect, you know, we're going to talk about this a little later, and we might bring the Fold back into the conversation. So I don't want to jump ahead of it. From an Xbox standpoint, with the Xbox cloud gaming they got coming, but we're going to talk about that a little later, because that's probably what make the Fold. That's another feature you can add to the long list of features that Samsung phones will be offering their customers. And in a lot of ways, that could be a good selling point for the Fold. But, you know, still that $2,000 for that phone when you can buy an Xbox, you know, the Xbox out now for a third of that price.
You can buy like four of them, man.
Right, right. Now, that kind of brings me around to the Microsoft Surface Duo phone they got coming out. Now, that's coming out at $1,399. But it looks more like the LG phones, mm-hmm. with the display having that hinge in the middle.
Yeah, that very noticeable hinge.
So have you ever, you got to look at that?
Yeah, I've got to look at it. Man, I can tell you, I have a Surface Pro 4. I wanted to get that latest one, but the Surfaces, I love the Surface. If it's anything like that, I mean, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope that it can be successful. I wouldn't mind seeing Microsoft have a hit on their hand. It's a different looking tablet, but like you say, you're an artist. Mm-hmm. So a phone like this would have got that line break down the middle. Wouldn't appeal to you when it comes to drawing, or would you be limited in using that phone?
I'd be very limited as far as the canvas goes. Now, if I say I wanted to do something, you know, it might come in handy, you know, because sometimes I like to use points of references. So I'll be able to pull up something like a Marvel comic or something. I'll have it right there and I can sit and look at one side of the screen and then draw on the other side of the screen. So I mean, it would come in handy then. But as far as like a full canvas, I would love to use it when it's fully open. Mm-hmm. But that crease would prevent it from happening, because it's like unfolded. It's 186.9 by 145.2,
something like that.
Yeah.
So even though the Samsung Fold is a more desirable device as far as canvas, the Duo has the better price. But it's not as functional for you.
It's just that split in the middle.
Yeah.
They take that split away. We get a whole different story. Plus, I mean, that price alone is, I mean, that's about as much as I paid for my, because my Surface Pro 4, when it came out, I paid like, I think it was like $1,200 for that. Mm-hmm. But that was it's just a tablet, but, you know, it's fully functional as a laptop.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I mean, like the operating system and everything, and it's nice.
Yeah. The problems that I'm reading that they said that this will have an A55 in it, and it is supposed to be releasing, and it only comes with 6 gigs of RAM. And it doesn't have no wireless charging or no NFC capabilities.
Yeah.
And I think, do you think that's a hit? Because, I mean, I think in general, 6 gigs of RAM for, I think it should have a little bit more RAM, but, you know, memory. But as far as the chip processor being last year's, I don't know if it really means that much, but you know,
I think Microsoft, I mean, they should be able to put something better in that. I mean, the 865 is in the Fold, Z Fold, right?
Right.
Z Fold 2, I mean.
865 Plus, it's an overclock plus. One.
Oh man, yeah. So I don't.
So
yeah, that's crazy to me why they would. I don't know. I mean, they're a software company. They should. It seems like they would be able to figure a way to get something better in that.
Yeah.
It's got the Gorilla Glass 5 too. It looks like everything is pretty much. I mean.
Mm. The thing about that Duo though, the hinge. I like the way the hinge is very versatile, and you can kind of put it into a laptop format. If you think about it, you can have a virtual keyboard, your favorite, you know, keyboard on the bottom, and have it folded like a laptop, and probably use it as a production, you know, productivity device. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it may have that advantage because I know that hinge that's on the Fold might not be able to set the top half of the Fold up into the display or the format the way you want it to.
Yeah.
So it may be more of a straight up and down type V like formation when it comes to typing and looking at the actual other part of the Fold to see what you're typing.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas that Duo, you can almost put it back at a 45 degree angle and have a nice view of the other half of your display and type, you know, input information from that way.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it might. I think they said they did a lot of work on that hinge on that Z Fold too, but I don't know if it will.
Yeah,
I've seen some pictures of the Duo doing exactly that, like laying back kind of like a laptop. And then you'd be able to have that keyboard there and you can, yeah. So I could see that.
Yeah. And then, you know, but I think with the Fold having a relationship with Xbox, I think, you know, that's where, well, you know, they got the same relationship with Microsoft too. So
yeah, because Microsoft owns Xbox. So
yeah. So they should both, you know, so that Duo might be able to do some gaming. I don't know. How well
you would think. I think maybe they kind of test in the waters with this one next year. They're probably, I'm pretty sure they're probably thinking about putting everything on there.
I wonder if the Duo is going to have 5G though.
That I don't know. Let me,
because
I don't know if it's 5G or not.
Because if you got, well, I mean, 5G ain't really relevant. But if you're in a 5G area and let's say the Note, you know, your Note 20, you know, get good download speeds and you get mm-hmm. decent upload speeds, you're going to have an advantage when it comes to gaming.
You will. That's the thing right there. Yeah. Just depending on that internet. Yeah.
Right. If the Duo doesn't have it, I don't think they do with that 855.
Mm-mm.
Right. So
yeah, I haven't seen anything on it though, as far as like the 5G goes. You're right. I mean, maybe, right. I mean,
and I don't think an 855 processor had the ability to have a 5G modem attached to it. I'm not sure, but
if it did, it's really outdated.
Right. So that's going to be interesting to see if that Microsoft, how it handles gaming. But we all know the Samsung and the Fold will probably be a gaming monster, a gaming beast.
Oh, yeah, man. Samsung's got their act together, man. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, and with Xbox doing what they're doing with the cloud gaming, you can play your games on that. I think that's going to be an interesting combination.
Oh, definitely. I think next year, if they do another duo, I think they'll pop something on there, and then they'll probably put it on there. I wouldn't say exclusively because they want you to play everywhere. That's the whole thing. So,
Right. So, do you got any? You said you had some news on Xbox.
yeah, I was just, I kind of wanted to get your take on it because I know everybody's really upset because both companies right now, PlayStation or Sony and Xbox, are at a standstill. They're not releasing any information yet on price. It's about 2 months out from the supposed release date on it. But I know a lot of people are upset because they're not really releasing a pre-order because people, they want to save up for it or know how much they want to save up. So, and on paper, I mean, the Xbox Series X, it looks like a lot more powerful. And that being the case, what do you think as far as like pricing goes, as far as PlayStation 5 and Series X?
Well, I mean, from a pricing standpoint, I've been hearing that, Xbox will undercut any price the PlayStation 5 will put out. I don't know as far as what I think it should cost. I'm hoping they keep it under 400, under $500. Keep it under there, but in a lot of ways they could do a guesstimate of, because I mean if you look at the stats, I mean the basic stats of what it take to make that Xbox, I'm quite sure both companies know how much on a part basis, how the R&D, all of that, how much it costs to make the competitor's unit. They gotta have an idea of what it costs each other to put their respective devices together. So I don't know why, especially if one of them really plans on undercutting the other. PlayStation has the momentum, so they should re really care. They shouldn't really care what Xbox is going to do. I don't understand why they're stalling. Just throw your price out there. You're by far the more popular system. And there's in your mind, you should have the same attitude like Apple. Apple throws anything they want out in the market, tell you the cost, and then they let the consumer make the final decision.
And they usually make that decision on picking it, especially if they're in the ecosystem already.
Right.
Because, I mean, Sony, so the PlayStation 4 sold 100, I think 113
Billion.
million copies of PlayStation.
Had to be more than
115 million? No, I'm talking about the PlayStation itself
Oh,
actually sold about that much. So that's it. It's like one of the best of all. I think the most of all time was like 200 million or something was a PS2. Now the Series X, or the Series X, that's the new one coming out. The Xbox One, on the other hand, I think they won't release the price, or they won't release the stats on it. I think it was like 50. They're thinking about 50 million, but they definitely are the more popular. I think they should just throw the price out there. People will buy it. I mean, they're already invested, especially if you get to keep. You're talking about hundreds of games people already have. They don't want to go switching consoles. It's the same for the Series X. Nobody wants to do that. Some people got the money like that and they can just buy both of them, but not everybody can do that.
but
But
they
I
decentivizing people to buy an Xbox in the first place with their new Xbox cloud gaming service. So
Yeah, they
there's
are.
really, I mean, that's why I don't understand why both of them are playing this game.
I don't.
Right.
It's
Because
ridiculous.
people decide to jump on that Project X Cloud, and they can run their regular Xbox games off of their PCs. That's if they have a PC in the house that's capable of doing it. But I'm not in a rush to get an Xbox.
Oh no, not at all. That's why I don't know, man. It just baffles me because that's serious. I mean, it costs a lot of money for them to make that, and now I got to get it out there. But they have the traditional fans who want their console,
right?
Who doesn't have a nice PC or anything they can play on. But I know with the X Cloud, they're trying to put it on phones. They're trying to put it everywhere. So
right. So don't the PlayStation got more exclusives?
They have a ton more exclusives. And it's not a ton, it's not as far as like, it's not the quantity, it's the quality of their exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like in the last 3 months, they just released 2 AAA bangers, man. They got The Last of Us 2 they just released, and they have Ghost of Tsushima. Those are 2 Game of the Year quality games that they came out with. So,
wow.
Yeah, man, it just goes on and on. I mean, what they have, and they're all quality. And that's the one thing. Xbox.
So why is PlayStation stalling? Just drop it.
I don't know, man.
You know you got the better library. You got the momentum. You got all the exclusive. Why play these games? And especially if you know what Xbox is going to do. They want to undercut you.
Me, I think it's going to be... I think the PlayStation 5 will be $500. Mm-hmm. And I think their discless version, they have the digital version, I think it's going to be $400. And I think that's what they're going to put it at. And then Xbox is, I think they have a Series S, a lower spec system. And I think that's what they're going to try and undercut Sony with. And that's the thing, they have the 2 systems, just drop the price.
But what do you think the Xbox is going to cost again now? Because I think it's going to cost, if you think about the PlayStation 5, it's going to probably cost close to $500.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm looking at the Xbox to maybe undercut them by $100.
They might try and do that.
$399.
Very well. I think they'll both come out at the same price. And I think that lesser system, they're going to try and hit them hard with it and put it like $300 or something like that, that Series S system. It's not going to be as capable as that one, but a lot of consumers, you know, just the regular gamers, are going to go out and buy the smaller system because it costs a lot less. Right. But again, I mean, if PlayStation, if you're a Sony guy, you're just a Sony guy, you're not going to buy any of it. You're going to buy a PlayStation.
Right.
That's why I understand why Sony just doesn't drop the price on it.
Right.
They both need to do something.
Okay. Yeah, because it's going to be an interesting year to see how these... how they're going to handle the pricing. And like you said, they got world-class exclusive gaming, and they pretty much, only thing I think Xbox has over them is the cloud gaming experience that allows you to play your Xbox games on a number of devices, not just Xbox.
Sony's going that way. So Sony paid Microsoft to use their Azure servers.
Mm-hmm.
So Sony's working on something similar. I know they had the PlayStation Now. You know, it's not as popular as the Game Pass, but it's been around a lot longer. Mm-hmm. Game Pass, I think, has like 10 million subscribers. This was back about 4 months ago or something. So I think they drew in a lot of people with that.
They did. How many?
$1. They had 10 million subscribers, and this was a while ago, so I'm guessing it's going to be a lot more now.
Oh, okay. So with that being said, though, who do you see one selling over the other? Do you think the price of the Xbox to be the advantage over the a game exclusive of PlayStation, or would the exclusive games of PlayStation win out over the price cutting of the Xbox?
I think overall the Sony is a more popular one. I think it's gonna outsell again. I think Microsoft about probably like was it like 3 weeks ago, they showed off that new Halo demo. Did you see that?
I think I've seen a little bit
of it. Oh man, it looked bad. So they pushed it back now, but that was going to be a system launch game, and that was going to be one of their selling points. So now they're taking it back and doing some work on it because it didn't have textures on the faces,
mm-hmm.
on some of the characters. I mean, it's crazy. There's memes and stuff going. It's horrible. So they had to push it back, and I don't know how long they're gonna push it back for. So
you know,
I think that hurt though.
Yeah,
launch titles always help.
Right. You know, Halo never was an attractive, graphically intense game to me to begin with in the first place.
Yeah, me neither. People just love it, but I don't know. I don't see the draw.
Yeah, you know, I picked up an Xbox not too long ago just to try that other life out. Yeah. You know, I've always been PlayStation. Literally, I think, you know, all my gaming life, and ever since the PlayStation been out, we talking about going back to the original one all the way to now. And I never had an appeal. I never understood the appeal to Xbox until I got one. And I can see why people are hardcore fans of Xbox because of, mm-hmm. you know, some of the games as far as just the controllers, the comfort of controllers. Yeah. And I think with PlayStation making a bigger controller, to me, makes it a much more desirable device, because the thing that I like about Xbox is the controllers.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that controller, that it's nice. Have you seen it? Did you see the one-on-one they had? Or yeah. The hands-on with the controller?
The PlayStation one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The PlayStation one. Oh, man. Yeah. It's nice. They had the haptic feedback and the tension where it feels, if you're pulling a bow back, if you pull the trigger, it feels like kind of like you're pulling a bow. It has that tension in it. And if you're on ice, it kind of moves around like you're on ice or sand or... So I'm interested in seeing that. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm interested in checking that out too. So I'm going to go ahead and see how, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to get my money. I think I'm going to end up probably playing a little bit more Xbox mm-hmm. on my PC. And I'm for sure probably pick up the PlayStation 5. But I'm going to go ahead and we're going to get ready to close this out, sir.
All right.
But other than that, is there anything else you want to bring up before we get ready to close this out?
No, man. We hit all the points. Nope.
All right. So as we bring this podcast to a conclusion, I'd like to thank everybody out there who's been supporting the podcast.
Thanks.
Shout out to those out there. If you have any comments, please leave them on the Anchor FM .com webpage/ Gadget Switch Podcast. Other than that, V, you got anybody you want to shout out before we close out?
No, man, I'm good. You got good?
All right. Well, until further ado, people, that's the Gadget Switch Podcast. We catch you in the next one. We're out.
Peace.